Hello, hello.
All right, people, hello, hello. You've got Queenship Radio on the line. We're going to play you a song real quick, and then we will be right to you with tonight's topic.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. That you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love more, give a little less. Now you had to come.
Because I have people waiting to hear me, my lovely voice. Good evening. This is Lyric, a.k.a. Queenship. For those of you who don't know what the fuck Queenship means, because you slow as fuck, it means regal quality, like that of a queen, and that is me. I will be your host for the night, and we also have my son here with me, Danny. Go ahead and introduce yourself, baby boy.
Oh, yeah, it's Danny, Audacity. Some of y'all probably know me, some of y'all don't. But what's up? I'll be with y'all tonight.
And for those of you who don't know who my son is on IMVU, his name is Audacity with a V. Go ahead and spell that for them because I'm a little inebriated and I can't deal.
It's Audacity with a V. A-U-D-V-C-I-T-Y.
No. All right. So if you guys want to hit us up tonight for a shout-out, if you want to put somebody on blast, feel free to inbox us or come into the chat room that we are on and not on. And the chat room's name is Queenship Radio Live. You can find it under Queenship, Q-U-E-E-N-S-H-I-P. Shout out to everybody that's in the room with me right now. Shout out to Les Blaze, my right hand, my nigga from day one. That's one of my day one A1 niggas. Shout out to my daughter Psycho, aka Zyra, aka Dominique.
Hey.
Shout out to my nieces, Vamina, aka Marie. My niece, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name, mommy, but I love you. Shout out to my shout out to my brother, my sister Shad and Kim. Shout out to my son, you already know. Shout out to my nigga Pesos, a.k.a. Bree, a.k.a. I don't know if she's listening right now because she's inebriated too. She's talking about she's about to lay down. I don't know if she's here or not. I don't know what it is. But right, just shout out to everybody that's here listening to us tonight. Shout out to everybody that's supported me in the past, that's supporting me tonight. If you guys want to call in to do a shout out, like I said, or to put somebody on blast, whether it be a baby daddy, a baby mama, a catfish, whatever, you can hit us up at 713 855-0347, and we'll be more happy to take your call. And, you know, you could be on the radio with us and say whatever it is that you need to say. Get that shit off your chest, because I don't got no hair on my tongue. If I got some shit to say, I'm going to say it, right? So, moving forward, tonight, I just, you know, I was on Instagram earlier this morning, IMVU Instagram to be exact, and I just saw a lot of things that, like, irked my fucking soul. I was just like, and my son actually ended up posting something about it a little earlier about how people are changing and the world is changing. And, yeah, so I would like you to elaborate a little bit more on that. I'm going to go to your page, actually, and look at exactly what it was that you said, because I'm a little twisted once again. So I can't remember too much, but you it has said the world is getting more dark to live in, and people are getting more numb and dumb to everything.
Ooh.
I just want to touch upon that real quick. Like, could you tell me what your experiences with this have been like?
I mean, it was just coming from a spiritual side of things, but the world is getting more crazy. People are getting more reckless. This generation is cold, very cold-hearted generation, and they think it's a good thing to be when it's really not. And it's getting more out of hand as time goes by. And also, like, you know, this is a political thing. Like, you notice what's going on in the world. It's going to come to a point where we're going to get a whole lot of war. That's another story. That's where I was coming from. It's just getting harder and harder to live in this world because people are just acting crazy, and they feel like they have no guidance, or their God is themselves, and you know, or it's just they repping 666 and satanic culture like it's cool, like it's a new thing. I don't know.
It's kind of like a fad, like, you know, when it became socially acceptable to be a lesbian, all of a sudden. People, but here's the thing, though. I feel like people feel like, oh, all of a sudden it's a fad because everybody wants to be gay. I don't feel like it was a fad necessarily. I don't feel like all of a sudden people came out and wanted to be gay because they didn't, you know, they was hurt by a nigga. I feel like because it became more socially acceptable, they felt more comfortable coming out. But then I do know that there are a lot of lesbians, quote, unquote, that came into this lifestyle because, yes, they were hurt by a man. Yes, they were molested as a child. Yes, they don't want to, you know, they want to be with women now because they think it's going to be a different experience. And let me tell you something. People are people. People are going to be people regardless of whatever. If people are gender neutral, you experience things not based upon gender but based upon people. And all types of people from different cultures, different nations, we're all going to experience the same fucking thing at one point period in time. I don't feel like because I'm a lesbian, I go through less than a heterosexual couple. And I don't feel like that a heterosexual couple will go through less because they're not gay or lesbian. But let's say...
I don't know about that. It depends on, I guess, the time that this all happened. Like you said, now it's more socially acceptable. People are getting used to gayness or transgendered or, you know, things like that. Of course, there's still, you know, there's still crime against the LGBT, but it's not as crazy as it used to be where
right.
People didn't want to come out, period, but they fear their life.
Right. So... okay, so I'm going to go ahead and try to stay on topic from what I told the community that we will be discussing tonight. I wanted to just touch base with how BTA, and for those of you who don't know what BTA means, it means behind the Ivy. Mm-hmm. I've seen and come across a lot of BTA shaming these past few weeks, and I'm, like, disgusted. I'm not the type of person to just share my picture with anyone willy-nilly because, honestly, I feel like it's a privilege. I'm fucking beautiful. I'm gorgeous. Like, people who know me know that. To know me is to love me. But I don't feel the need to share my picture with every single person that I come into contact with. If I share my picture with you, you should feel extremely privileged. But there are some people who are really private people who just don't share their Abby pictures at all. That doesn't mean that they're ugly. It just means they're not into that. And I've also come across people who have shared their Abby pictures and been bashed. And I feel like it's a form of bullying. Who the fuck are you? Okay, I'm not going to lie. I've seen some BCA pics, and I've been like, holy shit. This looks funny as hell. And that's just life, because to each his own. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But at the same time, I'm not going to go on Instagram or my IMVU Facebook account and be like, oh, this bitch is mad ugly, wah, 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 whatever, whatever. So this is what I want to touch upon tonight. I want to touch upon how you, or not you, or whoever is out there listening, but why do we feel like it's necessary to talk shit about someone who entrusted their real-life look with you? I mean, people say, oh, well, she looked mad good on IMVU, but she mad trusting in real life. You think people have control over what they look like in real life? Like, IMVU is where people come to get away from real life. So if their Abby is popping, that's an accomplishment. If their Abby looks better than their real life, then that's what they aspire to be. Who are you to say that, since they differentiate between their real life and their Abby, that they're crusty? You don't know what that person has been through. You don't know if that person is fucking contemplating suicide and they're just one fucking word being typed away from taking those pills, from slitting their throat, from slitting their wrist. Like, it's a form of bullying. And people on IMVU especially are not taking that seriously. And you need to understand, like, people are fucking all, have all been created equal. You can't just go bashing people behind their asses, especially, again, I'm going to say especially, if they've entrusted themselves into you enough to allow you to see what they look like in real life. Like, it's a fucked up thing to do. And if you don't feel like a fucked up individual to go and bash someone behind their Abby after they've trusted you, then you need to seek guidance. Period.
LB.
For real. So that's what's the type of way about it. I have friends that bash people behind the Abby, and it's like it makes me a little apprehensive to call them my friends. And I'm not going to lie, back in the day, 2012, I did the same thing. But this is a new time. Like, this is a time where people use the internet to fucking be bold. Everybody want to be a savage. You ain't no fucking savage. You didn't even fucking use that word. That word wasn't even in your vocabulary. Describe savage. What's the meaning and the definition behind that word? Because let me tell you something, being a savage is not degrading someone for what they look like, for something that they have no control over. Being a savage is not cheating on someone and being able to get back with your ex, even though you cheated on her. Like, no, my nigga. Another thing that I want to fucking touch upon that I feel some type of way about, and this is no shade to any one particular person. So if you're listening to the show tonight and you feel it some type of way, you can literally suck my dick.
It's shade in you. If you feel it, it's just like, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's no shade. But I will touch upon things that I feel like I need to be spoken about. Earlier today, for instance, I was on Instagram again, another popular device for people to be able to communicate with one another that they're fucking using totally wrong. And this one chick has said, yeah, I'm with my girl, and I'm fucking my girl, and I'm fucking your ex, and she knows I'm fucking your ex, and she don't care. Because that's my pussy, and that's my pussy too. Wait.
Oh,
my nigga.
Oh,
I see a heavy chance of no fucking rain when it comes to that fucking statement, my nigga. I see a heavy chance of nah. you, if you feel like it's acceptable for another woman, man, nigga, bitch, animal, cat, dog, whoever, to claim even your pixel pussy in that manner. Let me tell you, I've been dogged out in my days on IMVU, but I have never allowed someone to publicly speak my pussy into existence. Along with someone else's, and state that I'm totally okay with being the side pussy. Where are your morals? Where is your respect for yourself? Let me tell you something right now. When it comes to IMVU, I call myself a queen. I have for years. Even before I had queen in my Abby name, I've always demanded that same respect. And I strip on IMVU. I fuck avidly on IMVU. Not that I fuck everyone, but if I want to fuck you, I'm going to fuck you. But does that make me a smut or a slut or a... No. What makes you a smut is when you allow someone to take control over your pixel pussy and to tell someone else that's mine. It's been mine and it's always going to be mine, no matter who else I'm fucking. What part of the game is that? Please, someone help me understand.
I told you, this is the generation we in where people feel like demeaning women or, you know, throwing shade about somebody, you know, behind the avatar is cool. Like, that's supposed to be the cool thing. It makes them feel better about themselves for some odd reason or another.
But it's not. You know what would make you cooler than the other side of the pillow?
Self-respect.
Yes. Self-respect. And it would make it so cool if you expected the person that you fuck with on a daily basis to give you the same love and respect that you would give to yourself, the same love and respect that you give to them. It's a time where you just like, yes, this is a virtual universe. If you want to be a slut, have fun. At the same time, stay... Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, it's just crazy to me. But like I said, no shade to any one particular person. I just need to see that as an example. But real quick, if you want to call in, if you want to give a shout out to somebody, if you want to put somebody on blast, your baby daddy, your baby mama, whoever, give us a call at 713-955-0347. This is a toll free call. If you got minutes, you good, give us a call, 713-955-0347. We're waiting for them callers to come in right now because we have an abundance of listeners right now. We have at least 10 listeners that I know of in our chat room right now. So I know you're out there listening. Don't front. Nobody gives a fuck what you sound like. Just give us a call if you have something to say. But if not, it is what it is. We're going to rock out together. Another thing that I felt like I felt the need to touch upon tonight is about these motherfucking catfishing ass niggas. Now, it's one thing if you do not want to share your BCA with people. That's fine. Don't. You don't have to. It's your choice. It's your choice. You know what I mean?
I don't like falling for somebody that I'm not attracted to. Like, that happened before where I got really involved, and then they showed me, they catfished me, and they showed me the real person, and it's like, it killed everything for me, and I don't want to be the asshole. It's like, you know what, this ain't working out because I'm not attracted to you. So I'd rather know what I'm dealing with before I continue on, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to be fucked up. Like, look, you know, it's been like fucking 5 years and shit, like, you know what, this ain't working out. So, you know,
and
I'm a little different when it comes to that.
Yo, like that's how I feel. Like, that's what a catfish is, though. Someone that leads you to believe that they're someone that they're not. And I don't mean mentally or emotionally, because people change every day. So you can tell someone that you are one person and become a person a few months down the line. I mean physically. I mean, if you're uncomfortable with someone knowing what it is that you look like, fine, do not share your image with that person and let them know, listen, this is just I am you for me. I don't want to go BTA. I don't want you to see what I look like. I don't give a fuck what you look like. And that's fine. We can move forward from that. My problem is when you straight catfish someone, when you take the time out of your day to go and find someone else's pictures to use on a continuous basis to make me think that you're them, that's a catfish. And I'm about to call Neve. Like, in 2.2 seconds, I'm going to hit Neve up and be like, my man, I fell in love with a woman, and I don't know what she looks like because she's stunning, because I put her picture in Google search. I took your tip. I took your advice. I was there when I did that, and I know that she is not who she says she is. And this has happened to me. Out of the 6 years that I've been on IMVU, I've been catfished about 4 times. But it didn't get that far because I know. You know what I mean?
It didn't last forever. They usually got, you know, all types of signs. They
right.
avoid it on the camera. They avoid it on the phone. Like, they just avoid the shit out of you. It's just all the time. Like, look, you might as well come out and say what you are.
For real. Because
when you do, it's going to be over. I don't know any catfish stories where it was a good turnout, where they stayed
right.
together.
Right. Right. No, I do. I know of one good catfish story where she catfished her for 2 years, and then they ended up being together. Actually, I'm not going to say no names, but she lives out in Atlanta. The bitch she was talking to, she was a catfish. She didn't find out until she met her in person. They fell in love, and they've been together now for about 5 years. And kudos to them. But I'll tell you right the fuck now, my friend,
she could be way better physically.
But I ain't going to say no names, though. They're not listening. So, you know, I ain't going to put nobody on blast like that. But once again, I just want to give a shout-out real quick to Vamana, a.k.a. Marie, my right hand, my best friend for life, Les Blaze. I want to give a shout-out to Highness. I want to give a shout-out to my bro, Shad, my sister-in-law, Kim. I want to give a shout-out to my son, Daniel, who's on the phone with me right now. I want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Psycho. Another shout-out to my other niece. I'm sorry, Mommy. I cannot say your fucking name. I don't know if it's Miha. Meiha, I don't know what that fucking name is. I want to give a shout out to my nigga Bree. I don't know if she's listening or not, but if she is, definitely a shout out to her. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening today, whether you give a call in or not. And I have a call actually waiting that I'm excited to take. I think it's going to be my niece Marie, but I'm not sure. But I'm about to pick up this call real quick and see who it is. Caller, you're on the line. Hello?
Hi, it's Poetry.
Oh, it's Paul. Oh, shit. Paul called us tonight. Yes.
Everybody,
I want y'all to give a quick shout-out to my nigga from New York. Like, this is my nigga, like, from New York. Screen name IIP. 03 PRYII Poetry. What's good tonight, boo?
Nothing. I told you, like, with these catfish people, you gotta Skype them always.
Skype always.
I'm very real. Y'all can hit me up at any time.
That's what's up, Paul. I totally agree with you. You got to Skype these niggas. You got to FaceTime these niggas. You got to Ubu these niggas. Whatever line of video communication you get it and take it. And if they don't want to, then they're fronting. I'm sorry.
On the go.
Yeah, or ask them to do the challenge. You put the fork in your mouth and take the picture. Like,
my nigga. All right. That's a good one. Well, I fucking fucked with you so hard for calling in tonight, Poe. Is there anything else you want to say? Any shout-outs? You want to put anybody on blast or anything?
Yeah, I found out about y'all fake catfish bitches. I seen y'all, so I know who y'all are. So stop. Get out of my inbox if you're listening. So, that's it. If you want to Skype me or Ubu me, you know, hit my inbox. I could do that.
Yes, and there we have it. That was
there it is,
Boo. Thank you so much. All right, Boo. Thank you. We fucked with you. So that was my nigga Cole calling in for the night. I have another caller on the line, area code 901. I'm about to answer this call. We only have about 4 minutes left for the show, but it was a good show. Best to believe I will be coming back to you at least once a week with a show. So y'all look out for that link and for that number. I'm going to go ahead and answer this 901 number. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
What's up, right hand? The 901 number is Memphis, fool. But anyway,
this is
only have 4 minutes,
so
let me
y'all.
Get to it. I just want to say that I want to touch on what you spoke about as far as, you know, staying behind the Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I just want to say to the people who are IMVU pretty, which means that you're about a real life 5 or 6, please do not let it get to your head to the point where you feel like that you want to pull everybody from behind the Abbey. And when they resist you, assume that they ugly or too skinny or must be fat, etc. Have you ever thought that maybe some people are here for convo and fantasy only? Have you ever thought that maybe you should stay your IMVU cute ass behind the Abbey too? No, anyway. But no matter how cute that, you know, that you can be, sometimes showing your face ruins the fantasy for people, you know, just to be real. So,
exactly, B.
Right. So, anyway, I say all this to say to each their own. Like, leave motherfuckers alone. Like, there's no need to blast anybody because you don't like them, because there's somebody for everybody. But anyway, and as far as those people who are listening that do not do BTA, don't let these folks make you feel obligated to prove something to them. 90% of motherfuckers don't share BTAs. So go find some people that accept you for, you know, the decision that you made not to show yours. Because even if you find as hell and you show a picture, when you get into it with that person, they're going to pull every flaw out of the book. This bitch nostrils too big. Like, the whole, like anyway, so whatever. Your decision is your decision. Mm-hmm. Stick to it. I'm done.
Yes, that was my right hand, my fucking best motherfucking friend, Les Blaze, LEVBLAZE, add that nigga right there. She said that shit, and we got one more caller, so I'm going to take this caller, this 812 area code. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
That actually isn't a 1, that's a 7. Hi, auntie, it's Marie.
What do you mean that's a 7? Hi, Marie. Hi, boo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty fucking good. How are you? What would you like to say about tonight's topic?
Basically, I just want to touch on the whole catfishing thing because I dealt with a situation like that for like 8-9 months. I'm not going to say any name.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that shit is just, like, overdramatic as fuck. And, like, just come to me. I'm a very understanding person. If you don't want me to know what you really look like, then tell me that. But it's a different thing if I carry that one into, like, my real life. And me and you are together not only on IMU and real.
Right.
Come to me. Be real. Don't hide who the fuck you are. Like, that shit pisses me off. 8-9 months, fake-ass pictures. Then you finally tell me who the fuck you really are, but you telling me lies about, oh, you in the hospital and all this other shit. Like, why, though? Why, though?
Right. And I definitely understand, but that's what people do, and that's what they do to stall so that you don't know that they're not who they are, because that happened to me. Oh, shit, my computer just stalled. But that happened to me back in 2012 when I was doing my first IMVU wife. Bitch tried the same shit with me. Same shit. She me to the hospital. I called the hospital.
Oh, no, she didn't.
They was like, no, we don't have nobody here by that name. And I was like, really? And I said, well, I called her back and I said, boo, boo, I was going to send you an edible arrangement. So, like, could you tell me where you are and shit like that? The bitch ain't have nothing to say. It's like, well, you know my name. I am there. No, bitch, you not there. You lying because you know who you say you are. You have a store.
Bruh, let's not, because, like, I ended up getting an edible arrangement for Christmas, like.
And I said, well,
for real, though.
Yo, turn your computer down, because we get in the, so what happens is, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, if you're already listening, we have 15 more minutes on air. So even though it will go off of anyone pointing, as long as you're already listening or you're already a caller, you'll be able to continue to listen to us. And if not, I will be back down on Monday with another show. I will provide the link. And you can always come chill with us at Queen Radio Live on MVU or at queenship.vu. Oh my God, lower your computer because that just sounds slow.
It really is.
So I'm going to mute baby girl right now until she gets her computer in order. But you already know what time it is. Like, we had a fucking bomb ass show tonight. It was super fun. And we look forward to bringing y'all some more shit, you know, more topics, more discussions, be able to discuss things about IMVU up on here. It's just another form of communication, another way for us to get our voice out. This nigga said she didn't hear nothing. Well,
I still get to record
for 15 minutes. Hold on.
These niggas is dumb. I'm going to play a song, son, because these niggas is retarded.
Okay. The chickens to my crib. Drew Hill got some butter.
Yeah, no, mine cut off, so.
I hear you, Marie.
I'm telling you, on my end, your show cut off. I think that's what everybody.
Yeah. Grips on your waist from way back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OTOT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power taking a hold on me. Nobody makes it from my end. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as I see the text reply me, I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold on me. One more time before I go. Higher power's taking a hold on me.
Hello. I'm excited. We had a successful show. That was fun.
Is it over?
Huh?
It's over.
Yeah, it was only 30 minutes, I told you, unless I fucking pay.
We're going to have to get you some donations, boy. Get you some donations so the show can be longer.
I can't stand you, me, you stupid.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm so funny, yo. I cannot fuck with y'all on a daily basis. I'm drunk as hell.
What?
I said I'm drunk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could kind of tell that when you were talking, so.
Could you really, niece? Like, I can't with you.
You make me want to do my own show, but knowing me, I ain't going to do it, so. I know me. I'm never.
Yeah, but I need y'all to, like, step to me. I'm loud as fuck. I'm just doing another show right now, like.
That's up to you.
Like, I have another radio station, like, another, but it will be a different link, a different fucking, it's too much. See, I told you, son, can't nobody hear you.
Lord.
They're like, the person I could not hear. I told you, baby, but you be mad low. Oh, my God, I can't even type. I'm so drunk. Oh, no, I'm not telling you, Cole. You could be my next co-host. This nigga like, how you doing show? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You ain't making your own show, nigga. You be my co-host. Fuck out of here.
I had actually tried to make an account just so I could chat with you because, like, I wasn't going to call. I got irritated. I said, fuck it.
This nigga like, hey, I'm down. Good, because I'm not giving you information to make your own show. Fuck I look like. Fuck out of here.
I did make my own account, though. I'm just not going to use it.
I'm so done with these people. I know, thank you, baby, what? And I was about to ask you this to Skype me. I'm so done. Yo, Danny, I fucking love you for, like, being my co-host. Like, you the shit. You came through. Even though it was at the last minute, because I was like, oh, my God, my son is not coming. My son is not coming.
Last was great. You just wouldn't have to have another fam. But you know, you'd be extra picky.
I didn't
want to
fam because I wanted two different points of view.
That's okay. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Submit topic. My inbox. Yo, I'm going to be a fucking radio host. Like, for real. Like, this is my life. Like, I really enjoy this shit. Like, this shit is, like, life to me.
See, this is one of the main reasons I don't need my own show, because I'm just going to rant about shit. Like, the bitches that's on Instagram that always got something rude to say about another bitch, no matter what
oh
it is.
God. Yo, miss, the other day, I liked somebody's picture, somebody's to be honest. And I guess they didn't get enough comments that they decided to use me as a, to be honest. They was like, oh, your ass fat, but your face ain't right. Like, what?
Oh, please. I had to take screenshots because motherfuckers wanted to do, instead of do to be real, they wanted to do to be rude.
Wow.
Motherfuckers did to be heard yesterday and was talking about I look like a slutty Barbie. Like, bitch, what the fuck do you look like?
Wow.
Like,
I have to pay for this.
People irritate me because nowadays, first of all, MVU is getting taken over by the younger generation. That's one. So, of course,
right.
You got all these idiotic motherfuckers who just want to be assholes all day. So, literally, all you hear all day or all you see down your timeline all day is stupid shit or motherfuckers being rude and ignorant towards each other. Oh, you ugly. Oh, your Abby needs to be upgraded or this and that. But you look like a fucking vampire fairy. Why, though? Bitch, how you gonna tell me I need to update my avatar when at least she look like a fucking actual woman and your shit look like a pale-ass vampire elf fairy bitch? Why?
She said, why, though? Sorry, where the fuck you at? Hello? means it's dead ass looking like it's just me and the fuck you.
I see.
Like, my son said I just woke up. Yo, that shit was mad fun. The fucked up thing about it is, for the next, like, 5 minutes or so, like, because for 15 minutes after the show ends, anything that's recorded on the line, like, it stays. So when the person goes to listen to it, they'll hear this shit.
Mm-mm.
That's some funny shit. I need to
go ahead and schedule my next show. They're going to hear me talking to
Butch. All right, boo. I'm going to go ahead and play another song.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
That you've killed me. Here lies the body of the love of my life, whose heart I broke without a gun to my head. Here lies the mother of my children, both living and dead. Rest in peace, my true love, who I took for granted. Most bomb pussy, who because of me sleep evaded. Her shroud is loneliness. Her God was listening. Her heaven will be a love without betrayal. Ashes to ashes. Dust to side chicks. Thank you.
the good help. He better call Becky with the good help.